Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Roadshow Friday in Gloucester at the Beauport Hotel. And of course, yes, make some noise, have some fun.
Biggie.
It was a last minute flex roadshow flex Friday for Wiggy. We addressed that earlier, and we'll keep addressing that. So he is not with us, but St. Peter's Fiesta is underway here, and a couple guys have stopped by to talk about it. We're still awaiting last year's defending champion on the greasy pole, Max Allen, but Tim Oakes is here. Tim, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. Thank you for having us.
Oh, yeah, just put that mic like right up.
Sorry. Thanks for having us.
And you've been on the greasy pole.
I am not Max Allen. I am not a greasy pole champion. But okay. However, in my lifetime, when I was over 50, I took 2.5 steps on the pole.
Is that pretty good?
Two and a half? No, it's not.
That's not good. Did you injure yourself at all?
I did not. It was low tide, which you see out there now. It's low tide. It's probably a 2-story fall from the pole.
Ooh. Yeah.
And I did hit the ocean floor when I hit the bottom because I'm not the skinniest guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what would be the worst injury that you yourself have seen being a lifelong Gloucester?
Take your pick. People split the pole. You know what I mean? They split the pole.
That hurts. Yeah.
A lot of people break ribs. Yeah. A lot of people get hit in the head. Uh-huh. And for a few years, people were actually getting jumped on. After the champion wins, everyone tries to get their last walk in front of the people on the beach and the boats.
Yeah.
And they were landing on people, breaking collarbones. And
stuff. They're landing on people. Yeah. Yes. Okay.
I probably shouldn't say that. It's liability perspective.
We're going to get to him in a minute. We're going to get to this guy in a minute over here. But also, there's a big Seine boat race.
Seine boat, yes.
Seine? How do I say it?
Correct. Okay. Seine. Fishing Seine. Like the Seine River in France.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
And those go on all weekend?
They go on all weekend. And they're a men's Seine boat race, a women's Seine boat race, a junior girls, and a junior boys.
I see. And is it like similar to crew? Like, is it like?
So it's funny. It the concept's the same.
Yeah.
But you look at a crew boat like the Charles Regatta. That boat is built for speed. It's a low hull. It's all fiberglass and smooth. You have 10 rowers and you take a pole. These are fishing boats that were out in the deep ocean. These are 3,000-pound boats. They have high rails. They have 10 rowers, a scuttler, and a cox. Each guy has a 40-pound
oar. I know a guy on the U.S. track and field team that we were talking about yesterday who could be the – Who could do that job?
Could do what job?
I can't say it on the radio. He uses an interesting thing for his paddle. So how fast, like literally how many like knots do they get going? Like,
I'd say you probably average in these boats. Remember, they're not built for speed per se, right? They were meant to be, you know, a working boat.
Right.
You can probably get it between 6 and 8 miles an hour. Mm. It's about a 10-minute race right now from the beach out to the turn and flags, which are all out there. They're half a mile off the beach. You go out off the beach, you turn the flag, you come home. It's about 9:30 to 10 minutes for all crews.
And how long has the Fiesta been going on?
This is its 92nd year. 98.
When it comes to people participating, are they all from Gloucester, or do you have people coming from all over to come participate?
It's primarily local, but it's local connections.
Okay.
So it's not necessarily that everyone here is rooted here. You have friends and people you know, whatever, that get brought in. So I can't speak for the pole. The pole is primarily local. I mean, that's tough to get on.
Yeah, we learned.
We're aware.
All right, we'll talk about that later.
All right, let's get to Captain Hardo. Tom Favazza is here.
Thank you for having me.
We're delighted that you're here this morning. Now, you're a past champion. I think, Mitch, for those that are watching on Twitch or on – did you not send them those?
It has not come through to me.
But you're a past – when did you win?
1985.
You won the pole.
I won the pole.
And you have now, you're kind of in charge of the whole thing over.
No, we organize it. The committee organizes the whole poll. I'm in charge of making sure that everyone's safe and it's organized well.
And you called the show the other day.
Sure.
And you wanted to, because we were hoping to get Shime out there, but you wanted to just to make it clear to us that there was no way that was happening.
That's probably not going to happen.
Ever in Shime's lifetime. Probably not.
Probably not.
At this point. Yeah.
And it's through the fact that, you know, I'm sure he's got some potential of a two-stepper, but besides that, you know, we want people to go out there from the local guys.
Right.
Some of these kids
from the neighborhood, really.
They've been trying to get on the pole for 5, 6, 7 years, and some of them don't make it. So you have so many people trying to get on a daily basis.
Uh-huh.
I think, guys, you know what? We can only put 44, 45.
Yeah.
And that's it.
What if it was just like 5 minutes right now? Like, what, maybe we just run them out there?
That's not going to happen.
Now, I have a question.
Why? The poll's already set for tonight.
Because it took me 2 hours greased. To grease the poll yesterday.
But
he's going to ungrease it?
It doesn't matter.
Well, that's the whole matter. That's the whole point.
If someone
it doesn't matter.
If someone walks it prior and there's a few steps on there, that's a maloikia. So you don't want that to happen.
Can I ask
a
question?
We can call people palookas. We use old Italian. One second. So let's say that when the people start doing this later, whenever that is, tomorrow, after each walk, do you redo it?
No.
So then what's the difference?
Because he's not part of it, period.
No, but that's – wait, just let's do logic. So
there is no logic.
I have a good point. I have a good point to make
okay,
when it
ahead.
Says
we're
this.
In charge, wait, and you're not.
I have a good – but what was – what
fine.
Was –
That's great. There is a little logic, right? You got so the courtesy round, right? The first round, the courtesy round is everyone gets to walk. No one can win the flag the first round.
Yeah.
Because everyone gets the right who got on the pole to walk in front of their friends, family, community, and kind of – it's their moment, right? Yeah. It's their fiesta. They get to do it. But the other part of it, ironically, is somewhat strategic. And I'm saying this somewhat using the word strategic loosely. As they go, they remove grease. So to your point, what's the point? Well, that's what the walkers do because they start to remove the grease as they go. So it sounds dumb.
Who've done it before and say, hold, just for the courtesy round, we're going to have Shime be a part of it. You still get your walk.
I just have a question. What was Bert's connection to Gloucester? Is he from here? Connection?
Who's Bert?
Comedian Bert.
Bert Kirshner.
Yeah, so he ran about 10 years ago. And there was, I did my research. I didn't see that he was from Gloucester, family members, nothing.
Yeah.
He made a connection.
Now, if Shime's last name was Italian, would he have a better chance?
Probably not.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's not. We have all sorts of people up there.
Yeah.
It's just an Italian. You know, Gloucester's a big melting pot now.
Yeah.
Back in the old days, this whole section was all Italians.
Yeah.
This was the Italian section of town. Period. It's all changed. So you roll with the. You know, you evolve or you become extinct, and now everyone is part of it. You know, and we got all sorts of people up there. It doesn't matter. It's about having fun. Yeah. All right. And keeping this tradition going. It's been going on for the Greasy Pole since 1931, the Hell Fiesta since 1927.
Yeah.
All right. So this is embedded in the souls of a lot of people in this town. So we have to make sure that tradition stays true.
Right.
All right.
It's kind of outrageous that we even asked.
Yeah.
It's not outrageous because my phone starts ringing in February.
Yeah.
All right. And it's still ringing right now for people trying to get on. And I'd say, guys, the party's over.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like it was 25, 30 years ago.
Yeah.
All right. This has evolved into a major event.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, it has to be organized. It has to be, well, you just have people just running on the pole during the event because we had lists and
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow the Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We have to ID people.
What if the governor wanted to get on the poll?
The governor?
Yeah.
No.
No, probably not.
She'd have to go through the same process.
Probably not going to happen. Yeah, probably not.
What if Tom Brady arrived an hour from now? Would you say, up?
Oh.
We have to keep it slick.
Now, what if Tom Brady wanted to get on the poll?
That would be interesting as hell, wouldn't it? He'd be breaking his contract, yeah. But that would be interesting.
Yeah, okay. All right.
I don't think we really – Bert's probably the celebrity that's most popular that I know that walked the poll. We had a guy from Japan come about 10, 12 years ago.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, so. Shime's a celebrity.
And you like Japanese food.
Shime's a How many women have walked the poll?
We have a young lady walking Sunday.
No, but I mean the previous...
Probably 10.
Oh, really?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Over the years, yeah. 10, 12.
And there's a woman who's competing this weekend.
Yeah, she is, on Sunday.
Okay.
Something I think about a lot when it comes to the greasy poll, do people get splinters?
No, it's very smooth.
Okay. That's in my mind always.
Yeah, we do a little bit of maintenance on it.
Okay.
And I'll make sure it's okay.
And is it better to fall forward or backwards?
It depends how high it is the tide.
Okay.
If you fall, you hit the pole, it hurts. If it's a 25-foot drop or a 20-foot drop, the water's going to hurt worse than the pole.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Because you have no control over it. All right? So you hit, and then you free fall into the water, and it hits your ribs, hit your face. You guys get their eardrums popped, and sometimes they break their ribs, and sometimes they crack their chins open. Oh. I've been out there since the 70s, so you've seen it all.
What would cause a worse injury, falling off the pole or us sneaking out there this morning?
I would say sneaking out there this morning.
Give them the matzo story. Why they call matzo the sheriff?
So we had a young guy who went out there and grabbed the flag on the courtesy round. Yeah. Everyone knows the rules. The rules are the rules. This is back in the day. Don't grab the flag.
They have no basis in logic or fact. They're just there.
That's a rule. So he grabbed the flag and he swam in. They said, put it back. And he gave him the bird and swam to the beach. So they swam off the beach, grabbed the flag. Martha gave him a couple shots, knocked him out on the beach, and bought the flag, gave it to the Coast Guard, put it back up, and the contest continued.
Yeah.
Wow.
It sounds like a really fun family festival.
It is. Yeah. You know, it's a great time.
Yeah, sounds
good. That was in the 70s, a long time ago in the land.
You can walk into the Apple store on Boylston at free random grabbing iPads, but you can't get within 5 feet of a pole.
So, and these guys follow these rules really well. And if they have socks on, they
know what happens if they don't.
Well, there's
I didn't know we were in North Korea.
There's consequences.
There's consequences.
Yeah,
you know
consequences.
What? Follow the rules. Everyone has fun. Listen, we've had no problems out there in years, and it's working very well.
Yeah.
The rules are followed for a certain reason. You know, Mata did that. No one does it anymore.
Yeah, right. Nobody ever did it.
Set the example. You know?
All right. Well, I appreciate you guys coming by. And we look forward to seeing what goes on this weekend. It seems like a lot of fun out here. And we got the boat races, and we got the greasy pole. And so good luck with everything this
weekend.
We'll
be putting the flag out about 1 o'clock today for this event. And then tomorrow morning we'll be greasing the pole, tomorrow afternoon about 1 o'clock. And then Sunday at 2 o'clock we'll be greasing again for the third contest. So
I think you guys could get a better deal for the grease. I heard it was $30,000. To grease it?
No.
That's just an excuse they use.
This is one of those rumors that you've been devouring, you know.
No, it was Ken told me after he talked to you.
Because you talked to everybody else but me.
did they say that to you?
We didn't know how to reach you.
You said you have fish guts. And,
yeah.
No fish guts on the pole.
No fish guts.
No turkey guts.
No.
No fish guts.
No fish guts. No. Just the guts of that one guy who tried to grab the flag.
Right.
Things happen. You know?
Things happen.
Everyone come down. Everyone enjoy the event. The St. Peter's Fiesta Committee worked very hard to make sure this is one of the gems of the city.
Okay.
And, beautiful hotel. Great event.
Yeah.
Come on down, enjoy it.
Okay.
You know, this is what we got.
Well, Tim Oakes and they tell me that you're known, maybe not to your face, as the chief poll watcher here in Boston. So if you could give Tom a round of applause as well. Tom, thank you.
Thank you very much for coming, everybody.
All right.
Good show.
Thanks a lot. Are we allowed back next year, or is this a win?
Yeah. You did nothing wrong yet.
Okay.
I'm all terrified.
Right. Let's get to Courtney and to what is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. The Red Sox are back in action tonight. They're home to take on the Blue Jays. First pitch at 7:10 with Brian Baio getting the start. Lenny DiNardo and Mike Monaco have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market. WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the Mass Mutual pregame show.
What are you laughing about?
I would not come. I would not even. I'm not even going to look at the poll.
Right.
Moving forward.
No. That's what your
my
dad
eyes are saying. Forward at Doug.
Yeah. Okay.
The second round of the NBA draft took place, and the Celtics traded back their 32nd pick after reportedly missing out on Rashear Fleming, who went 31 to the Phoenix Suns. The Celtics drafted Kentucky center Amari Williams at number 46 and VCU guard Max Shulga at number 57. In the NFL, former Ravens kicker Justin Tucker has been suspended for the first 10 weeks of the 2025 regular season after the NFL found that he violated its personal conduct policy. Tucker can serve the suspension as a free agent and is free to sign with an NFL team. If he were to sign with a team, he could attend training camp and play in preseason games before the suspension starts on August 26th. And lobster rolls are back at the Nines. Visit your local 99 today and try their famous colossal lobster rolls, 100% North Atlantic lobster piled high on grilled brioche, served hot butter, or with just the right amount of mayo and celery with fries and coleslaw. You gotta love the Nines.
All right, we are in Gloucester on Cape Ann, and it is a road show Friday, and a lot to come on the show this morning. We will get to They Said It coming up next, and then if there are guest leads, we'll get to guest leads. We have a special Gloucester edition of Truth or Fraudulent, which we can play without Wiggy because Wiggy chose to flex this Friday last minute.
How many times would Wiggy have said international waters by now?
A hundred. So that is all coming up, and you can leave a Hill note now on any topic, whether it is the absence of Coach Wiggins or our discussion with Tom about the greasy pole, or whatever else you feel like is worthy of a voicemail. And real quick, I don't know if I want to. I'll take that call. I'm going to wait until people leave. We will be right back.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.